Welcome to the segment of Soul and Luna Cycles. This is brought to you by Be Simply, and I want to thank you all for being here. Cycle Dharma esoteric contemplation for this moment as we come out of the new moon. And as I mentioned in the new moon segment, if you listened or just looked at the title, this is a moment to reorient yourself. And as we continue to evolve and become aware of what is, we have this opportunity to reorient and then also to bring ourselves into a layer of giving and receiving, receiving and giving that mirrors nature, but also mirrors what's taught when we look to the East in many forms within the Tao, within, Hindu traditions, within Buddhist traditions, and within scientific understanding of electromagnetic fields, within just observing nature, that we have this relationship, and even indigenous culture, we have this relationship between the yin and the yang, the feminine, the masculine. And this is that moment that we're really encouraged, because of the transition we're at, to bring that into harmony for self. And when one does that, it's easier to be of service to the outside world and or show up at your as your highest and best in your work, in your great work, whether you're a student right now, whether you're a professional, whether you are an elder. We all have something to contribute, and it's best that we continue to work all the way through. And the reason being, and this is something that I've observed with some of the tribal communities that I have gotten to know, is that there is no like stop. There's a continuation, like in nature. She just isn't saying, oh, I have to go on vacation. The closest to that vacation is winter, depending on the region on this earth that we get to figure out, like, okay, this is a time where she needs a rest. And that's the yin, the receiving. And so other than that, we're in this constant dance of receiving and giving, receiving and giving. And what that looks like from a spiritual practice is that there's wisdom there, and then there's compassion. And if we look at just the concept of heaven to earth, above and below, there's this dance between these two electromagnetic fields in and around us. And in Chinese medicine, we'll account for this as, and in Tibetan science, that you have the receiving and your car battery. You receive, and then you put the charge out, you know, it ignites. And so that's your yin and your yang, the receiving and then giving, receiving, then giving. In our culture, in this day and age, people have been programmed and trained to take and then potentially give and sometimes never even receive. So, and that creates a huge imbalance in a society that there's taking, no receiving, and no authentic giving. So as I share this in this moment, is that wisdom within you that exists within you is your compass to remind you how to receive. And there's a gentleness to that receiving. It's a level of compassion that happens, because it's kind of like, oh, can I receive this? Can I welcome it in? And for a lot of feminine embodiment, it's very difficult for them to receive in this moment. And I would say for the male embodiment too, but definitely for the feminine, because they have been led by a society that has taught them how to self-sacrifice, to do it all, to be it all, versus being in harmony. And that's what the indigenous cultures so beautifully articulate, because they're agricultural communities and they do all these beautiful things within those cycles. They commune with each other, they support each other, they grow agriculture together, they maintain and retain their rules, and they stay in consistent ceremony throughout the whole annual cycle. And what that might mean to anyone of a faith base, it would be you going to your temple, your synagogue, your church. That would be your consistent meeting of your practice. So our society is so in a rush to grab and take, even in spiritual practice. People want to like hook themselves up to electrodes. They want to jump past. And I promise you, if you turbo boost yourself forward, it's not going to get you anywhere, because you haven't retained it. You haven't embodied it. Right now, anyone can go anywhere on the internet and gather a bunch of information and regurgitate it and pretend like they know it. And the reason, like, you know, when you spend time with a subject matter, even your faith, you start to get to know it a little differently. So you can really have these deeper ahas. And the most curious thing about a faith spiritual practice is that the ahas are almost best not spoken, because it's kind of like having a funny joke and you try to share it with someone, but if they weren't there, no one can really get it completely because they weren't there. It's just like even a parent sharing something they experienced in their childhood, their children aren't going to really understand it because they weren't there. And so when we go from taking, that would be like grasping at, in this sense, in a spiritual sense, grasping at the wisdom, taking the wisdom, never offering anything to that wisdom, because the wisdom is there and is compassionate with us all to understand that we may not have our manners about us, that we might just reach and grasp for things everywhere and anywhere and not see the value. Well, we've degraded so many things right now, and we're still trying to run full speed ahead. We don't need to go faster. We need to slow down. And the reason is because we're not in harmony with this planetary system. We don't need to worry about Mother Earth. She'll be fine. She shows us the rhythm of nature. She shows us the natural rhythm of nature, not one that's influenced by artificial means. And so if you're interested in really deepening your relationship to that word compassion, and with compassion, its best friend is love, love and compassion. When we open up our heart in that gentle way, it's easier to receive, because we're holding that vestibule for whatever someone is offering us, whether it's nature, a person, and having compassion. If you even hark back to maybe when you were a kid and you made something for one of your parents, and maybe looking back on it, you'd be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, you know, I made that or I gave that to someone. But your parent opens their heart and has love and compassion because they know that you put your heart and your love into that drawing, that sculpture, whatever it might be. And you created it with the capacity at which you were in that moment. And there's something so pure and beautiful about that, even if it's not a masterpiece. So that's kind of the dance that one looks for in these moments, is that you welcome yourself to receive with this nice, clear heart, compassion, so that you're not in a place of judgment or ridicule or completely stonewalling what's being offered to you. And then from there, you can start to harness and digest what was given to you by integrating it with your innate wisdom, your inner guidance, so that you can take action and give that with alignment and calibration with your highest and your best. And so why there are a lot of carrots dangling right now to use machines in a way that will actually encourage you to quote unquote cheat, bypass, and steal. Rather than do that, you have the opportunity to be like, wow, I could practice cultivating love and compassion, practice receiving, and then practice integrating that with the wisdom, my innate wisdom, however you relate to that word spiritually, esoterically, scientifically, through nature, then you're able to give authentically. So often in the society that's quickly transforming, we've become accustomed to giving to get something. You've heard that phrase, you got to pay to play kind of thing. It creates a lot of false relationships with a lot of strings attached. And so if you're inspired, you can start to bring yourself into harmony by saying, okay, I'm ready to be in repose and then integrate and shape, create that with wisdom and give that out to the world. And then that yin and that yang is in this dynamic, fluid action. And within that, it's such an inward sacred process that one isn't moving from the ego, in a sense, like, look at me, look at what I've done. And, you know, it takes all of us some time to learn about what that ego is there for. And sometimes that ego protects us. You know, it's the outer shield to protect the inner insecurities and the vulnerabilities and the places where we haven't learned how to polish our jagged edges and attain our mastery. And so as you potentially choose to reorient yourself during this lunar cycle, I encourage you also to practice receiving. And then I also encourage you to integrate what you receive with your highest, your self, and see if you can look at it in a way that you haven't looked at it before. And then from there, I encourage you to look at generosity, giving in a whole new way, without strings, where it authentically comes up and you're like, wow, I want to give in a way that is so neutral, it's clear, clean energy, that it doesn't have this entanglement to the best of your ability. And this is a practice. And from there, that will start to balance your own scales in your life, because what will happen is you will start to magnetize other beings that are in the same resonance, that are having this natural awareness that they are best to bring themselves in alignment and calibration to what's coming up on the horizon versus continuing to emulate programming from before here. And it takes great courage to reorient self, and it takes great courage to look at new bodies of information. And it's not always easy. And to be perfectly honest, sometimes, you know, it sounds, you know, kind of nice to maybe put the head in the sand, especially right now. But I promise you from the depth of my heart that if you take the space to continue to cultivate your inner practice, and for those that have been listening to these segments are already participating in that. And now if you're ready to refine, this is a very important tool I've been teaching for years and years, and it's so going to be so helpful to really understand this mechanism as we go into this new era, because our old patterns are ending collectively as a society, even though there's still a lot of chaos around. But I promise you, if you start to practice, you'll see the rewards. and know that they don't necessarily, those rewards aren't necessarily physical items. You know, when I say the word receiving and giving, your mind might automatically go to things that are physical. Yet I want you to contemplate going beyond that, because it's a mystery that starts to occur. And then as you get into alignment with that process, that alchemical process within you, you will continue to open like a flower and get deeper with it. And typically what happens is you'll get a little quieter because you'll understand your footprint here and how you can continue to refine. There will be a natural motivation. And then what that does is then you start to magnetize to conditions that are aligned with this aspect of yourself, the wisdom aspect, your heart, your compassion. And then immediately your surroundings start to change. And this is where we can start to feel the unexplainable bridge into our perception of mundane reality. And then the icing on the top of this cake is that everything that you do in, quote unquote, the mundane is filled with this alchemical dance that you continue to refine from within. And then there's not this need to grasp. There's the ability to articulate and be where you need to be in harmony and resonance with yourself. And there's a certainty from there that you will know, okay, this is the rhythm I'm going to be moving at. And I can continue to feed this into all that I do. And so that's why I will continue to advocate to stay human right now and stay in natural harmony with nature all around you. It will help create that rhythm and pace. There is no hurry. There's no hurry. And there's no running ahead. The joke is on us, you know, we keep making things go faster and faster. And really, mastery comes when we slow down and drop in and be without this pressure of pushing so hard and grasping and taking. So as we close out this, I'm going to just put a gentle song from Kadri Scott that I shared at the new moon, All I Need. And may each and every one of you, if inspired, take some time to continue to reorient and to refine self in the sense of noticing and observing first how you interact with the world around you, how you are at receiving, and then practice at opening that heart and with love and compassion and gratitude, and then noticing how you are at integrating your wisdom. And that will be typically sourced from within and then maybe enhanced by some of the sacred texts or science or things about nature that you like to read. And then from there, as you allow those two to support one another, notice where you're ready to give authentically and notice how it is spontaneously inspired. Until next time, this is Suzanne signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a deep bow, stars, and trees, a namaste. Clouds and moon. They all have a meaning and they look just like you. Some play yourselves, some play new. All I really wanna do is flee.
stars in the trees. Baby, that's all I need. Dance where you walk and you feel ecstasy.
Dance where you walk and you feel ecstasy.